It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Foam rubber gold bars fool man who robbed Michigan shop.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Banner Fuel. Banner Fuel.
Oh, man, I'm excited, Steve, because I just made a grocery order.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. How about that, buddy?
Let's hear about it.
A grocery order that has, for you, some fresh-cut watermelon.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
my favorite food
of all time.
I know, and I'm really hoping that I don't get the thing where it says, out of stock.
Oh, man, that'd be a bummer.
There's no way they're going to be out of stock of watermelon. Right.
I haven't heard of any watermelon shortages.
Yeah, and I feel like that's going to be, they're going to have watermelon.
I've seen a lot in the stores. In the
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, too.
Cut up stuff.
Yeah, like, the time of day is a good point.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who does that. When do they, is there somebody who cuts that all up in the
morning? No, it cuts itself, Kev.
Well, yeah, I'm just wondering, do they get it that way, or does the store themselves cut it up?
I bet
that's what I was wondering.
I bet they get it
They have to de-thaw it.
I think...
There's no such thing, is there?
De-thaw it?
Oh, thaw.
Does that mean freeze it?
If you de-thaw it, you would freeze it, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't know what you meant there.
Sorry, I meant thaw.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know why I said de-thaw.
I don't know either. It's a good word, though. Fun word.
Yeah. Kevin's got actual good big words today. I have made up words.
All right, yeah.
De-thaw. So. Steve, there's good news about this watermelon, your favorite food. I mean, you also struggle with a little bit of... Do you struggle with social anxiety, or is it just more awkward? I mean, how would you describe it?
Oh, I'm very much a people person.
But which is funny because I find that to be true, but also there is like the awkwardness that you talk about or whatever.
I don't talk about it.
You do too.
I don't talk about it. You talk about it.
Yeah, you talk about
it. Well, here's what I'm just going to read this.
Okay.
Feeling frazzled?
All the time.
Okay. Just eat a slice of watermelon and you'll naturally calm down.
Oh, really?
The
why?
The fruit is chock full of vitamin B6, which your body uses to manufacture mood balancing brain chemicals, including serotonin and dopamine. And it's a hefty amount that will, they say it'll increases the production of nitric acid, which unwinds tense muscles.
Okay.
And even lowers your blood pressure.
I had no idea.
What a miracle food.
Yeah, I love watermelon. Not for any of those reasons, but.
How happy are you that I just purchased some watermelon?
27 out of 10.
Oh, 27 out of 10. That's really good.
That's high. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like, 27 watermelons out of 10 watermelons.
Whew. Man, I sure hope they don't send me a message here shortly that says, sorry, that's not available.
Yeah, that would be sad. You've got his hopes very high now.
Yeah.
We got that, and we have Liquid Death coming.
Oh, man.
Which is the only flavor that they seem to sell in a case that I could find online here today was melon...
No?
Convicted melon.
How much money did you just spend?
All of it.
Oh, my gosh. For real.
Well, Jay, here was the deal. At first, it was...
Wait, because you bought cut-up watermelon, which I don't know if you noticed, is a little spendy.
That's not as fair. It was 30% off.
Okay, well, that's good.
30% off, so it was $4 each container. I bought three of them.
Oh, well, that was nice.
So that's 12 bucks.
That's nice.
Liquid Death was like 12 bucks.
Oh.
And so I bought a case of that. Not a case.
I was going to say, if that's 12 bucks a case, then...
It's eight.
Okay.
Eight of them.
Okay.
That's still pretty good.
It's an interesting number.
So I got that, eight tall boys, and I was pretty excited to get those. But then I realized for the delivery, you had to spend over 30. But I had discounts, 30% discounts on both these things, so I wasn't even close to 30 yet. So then I got four cucumbers and realized, well, that was 12 cents.
What a weird order you've gotten.
Yeah, so that didn't really help
to be delivered.
Any.
Well, fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
So then I just go...
With Liquid Death.
What else can I add to there? We were just below 30.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's because I only had two watermelons. Then I hit another watermelon. We got over 30. And then it pops up a promotion that says 40% off your order if you spend $50.
Oh, man, they got
and
you.
And I didn't have enough to do. I didn't have time to do the math.
Okay.
Whether, to know whether that actually was going to be a good deal or not.
So you just bought chicken.
I know. No, I bought. I just told Steve, I'm clicking on whatever they suggest. The first thing was pepperoni, so we'll have some pepperoni coming.
So we have pepperoni, cucumbers, watermelon, and Liquid Death.
Liquid Death. I got another 8-pack of Liquid Death.
Oh, she bought another one. Okay,
yeah, because I
see.
Knew that was a big purchase to get there. I was hitting all these little purchases.
45% if you get $70.
I may or may not have ordered white cheddar Cheez-Its. I can't remember. I don't remember what else I clicked on.
What a great snack it's we got coming.
I almost bought pickles.
Why do you need those if you've got cucumbers?
Because, you know, what? You got to stay hydrated.
I wanted the before and after. I wanted them to sit here together and talk to each other and be like, this is what you're going to grow up to be.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My son's like, here, grab a hold of me and get up. I'm like, I am trying.
Yeah, Kelly said she felt it.
She felt it. Okay, I wondered if other people felt it. It was so loud.
Kevin James.
Where are you hurting, Kevin?
Everywhere, Steve.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
By the way, multiple people on the text line have said it sounds like Kevin's pregnant with that order he just made.
It does. It was very random, guys. It looks like we did not get the Cheez-Its. I looked up the order now.
Okay.
I think the other thing that I added was the Mio water stuff. You know,
yeah.
Where you spray it in the... I just saw that and was like, well, that'll help get us to the 50 that we need.
Sure.
Which then, you know, I think we got like $75 worth of groceries.
Baby.
For like 55, but then there's taxes and I had to tip. And... Good
are
news,
you,
though.
Are you tracking the driver now?
I am. So far, Guadalupe, she has picked up our pepperoni and cucumbers. And we're just waiting to see, Steve. This will be the exciting next step. Will they have the watermelon in stock? Drama. Stay tuned.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
Okay, this is not from some weird, you know, such and such magazine says this.
Right.
These are answers from actual women.
Okay. That's what you're saying.
What do men do that's attractive? That men don't necessarily do it to be attractive, but women find it attractive. Okay.
All right.
Women were asked this, and they said things like this. Laugh out loud. Steve, you just did it.
Yeah, good job, Steve. Women like that.
Oh, thanks.
Sexy.
Oh,
hey. You're not too cool to laugh.
Yeah. How you doing? Yeah.
All right. Don't do that.
Okay.
don't do that one. I'm here to help.
Doing something kind.
Okay. Oh, that's not.
And you're not doing it because, you know.
Right.
You're doing it for them because you want them to be impressed with you. They just see you do something kind and they're like,
certainly,
oh, that's
yes.
attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Two for two, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Trying to think of the last kind thing I saw you do. Oh, I know what it was. It was when on the cruise,
I got you water.
You were dancing, and you had the whole crowd going. You were doing your thing to shout.
Yes.
And everybody was going crazy. And the one man who was on a crutch decided he was going to try to get
goodness.
Up there with you and dance.
That was
because he wanted some of the spotlight. And then he fell directly to the ground because he only had one good leg. And he
was shouting with his crutch, I think.
Yeah,
and
he just went down right next to Steve.
I felt bad about
now,
that.
Now, Steve could have just kept dancing, but no. He
ran
he
to help him
over
up.
And he tended to the man and he helped
it was
him up.
Very smart. Thank you, Steve.
And then right back to dancing, by the way.
Yeah.
So well, there it is. You know, be kind. That's attractive. How about this one? Roll up your shirt sleeves. Oh, I love doing that. I didn't know it was attractive.
Like
that's a.
Is it to do work or is it just that's it? You just roll them up.
I mean, I think if you start out with them up, I don't know if that's as cool.
All right.
You know, there's a lot of shirts. I have a lot of shirts that you roll up and then it has a little thing that flaps over it and you button it.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So it's like they're built for that. I'm not sure that's it.
No, I don't think so.
But like a lot of times where I'm DJing, I'll have on a long sleeve shirt.
Oh, man.
And as I get going, I'm like, I gotta roll my sleeves up.
Tell me about it.
Get in the mix, baby. And so I roll them up.
What was that last part?
Get in the mix, baby.
Okay. Okay, again, don't do that.
Yeah, I won't do that.
Okay, just don't.
So roll up your sleeves.
I'm not the expert on this. I'm just going to guess.
It's funny because someone made fun of me because I always roll up my sleeves.
And you do?
Like your t-shirts?
No, not my t-shirts.
Oh, just,
just so they're not below his elbow. Oh, one last one.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What's the point of having a bidet if you can't tell people you have a bidet? You know what I mean? People just get annoying about it.
I understand.
Oh, yeah, they judge you.
Put the bidet there. Keep a roll there.
Kevin James.
Let people make choices. This is America.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
509-441-0999. We'll take caller 7 right now to play Beat the Show. Beat the Show, we're going to give away one of our Coyote Country travel mugs. The brand new ones here. They're very nice. So if you'd want one and you'd like to play Beat the Show, and our category today again was dorky, which is an interesting category.
Dorky.
I don't know. Curious how that's going to play out. How could Steve ever come up with 7 categories about that?
Seven questions, I mean, about
that category, yeah. I mean, who knew? Also, how long till the watermelon gets here?
Let's check an update, Jay. Let's, it might be perfect timing.
Kinda
it might be
hungry.
Right after Beat the Show.
Oh, okay.
Looks like, 7 minutes away.
Wow. Well done.
Unbelievable.
And she got everything.
Yeah. Looks like every single thing was there. All 4 cucumbers, the pepperoni, liquid death, and watermelon.
The breakfast of champions, everybody. That's what you get delivered to your work at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, people sometimes are like, "Whoa, how do you guys do that?" Well, you know what? Try it. Liquid death and all the rest. All right, let's see how we do here. I think it's, is it Colby? Hello?
Hello.
Colby?
Yes.
Wait, are you with other people to play today?
Oh, yeah, with 2 others.
Who you got?
We are at work. Wyatt and Tyler.
Wyatt and Tyler, all right.
Do you boys do for a living?
We are painters. We work for Everhart Painting.
Nice.
Oh, very good. How are those paint fumes doing in this hot weather?
What kind of
we'll let you know here.
Okay,
we'll let
good.
You know once I get going, yeah, yeah. So are you indoor, outdoor, or both?
Outdoor.
Okay.
Well, we do it all. Okay. Yeah, right now we're on exteriors.
Okay, very good.
Do you guys try to get out of work early when it gets this hot?
We started early, yep, just so we can get out of here a little
Genius. All right, let's see. So who are you guys just going to take turns answering or just blurt out and whoever has the right answer has the right answer?
That sounds about right.
Yeah,
wait, which one of you is Colby?
Me.
Do I know you?
You do know me.
Is this
very, very well.
Is this Colby Colby? My Colby?
Yes.
No way.
What, you're Colby.
Wait, is this your...
What does that mean?
Well, it's just like...
Your forgotten son?
That's like my... We're great family friends, Kevin. Yeah, we're just great family friends. I've known Colby for 100 years.
Do I know Colby?
You do.
You do know me.
Yeah.
Do I know Colby?
You're not allowed to know
him. Is he the son of someone?
He is, yeah.
That I know?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if it was me, I want to say his whole name.
I know you do, but I think it's inappropriate.
Yeah, go ahead and do it.
Well, his last name's a swear word, so he can't say it.
Cheese?
All right, fellas, who are we challenging today, me or Kev?
We'll go with you, Jay.
Okay, buddy. All right, see you in about 60 seconds or so. Good luck, guys. Pass if you get stuck, all right?
All right.
All right, see you guys in a minute.
All right, here we go, crew. What is the name of the movie starring Addison Rae that is a new version of the 90s film She's All That?
Pass.
What state was Sheldon Cooper from on the show The Big Bang Theory?
Pass.
The cast of Freaks and Geeks appeared on an episode of Family Feud hosted by Louis Anderson. Who was the original host of Family Feud?
I don't know. I don't know.
Man, we're not doing too good.
You're terrible at this. Pass.
Okay, who plays Harry Potter in the Harry Potter movies?
Dang, I know his name. I'm just not good under pressure.
Come on, prove it.
You want to pass?
Yep, pass.
Who did Steve Urkel have a crush on in Family Matters?
Oh, man. These are all old shows.
These are hard
young guys. really don't know. Have to pass on that.
What instrument does Lisa Simpson play in The Simpsons?
She plays a saxophone.
Okay. Should we give him the last question, too?
That could be for the win.
Okay, all right. You don't like those questions? Okay. Sorry about that, guys.
It's all good.
Well, they were definitely, I mean, like they said, Colby's a young man. He was like, these were kind of tough for younger guys.
Are we good yet?
Oh, yeah, Jay, come on back.
Okay, how'd it go, fellas?
Terrible.
Okay. All right. All right, good. I'm glad to hear it.
I'll take responsibility for this one.
Well, you have to. If it went terrible, I'm guessing it's on you. Let's see how we do.
Okay. Jay, what is the name of the movie starring Addison Rae that is a new version of the 90s film She's All That?
Pass.
That's correct.
What state was Sheldon Cooper from on the show The Big Bang Theory? That's recent.
No idea. Michigan.
The cast of Freaks and Geeks appeared on an episode of Family Feud hosted by Louis Anderson. Who was the original host of Family Feud?
Richard Dawson?
That's an old one. Who plays Harry Potter in the Harry Potter movies?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Who did Steve Urkel have a crush on in Family Matters?
Never watched the show. Jane.
What instrument does Lisa Simpson from The Simpsons play?
Oh, she plays the saxophone.
Who is the actor that plays Dwight Schrute on The Office?
Oh, my God. How do I not remember his name now?
Under Pressure.
Yeah, that's one of those things.
From Seattle.
I know.
Yeah.
Nope.
Big Hawks fan.
That's going to make me mad.
Is it?
Yep. Of all the ones.
Yeah, that almost, I want to take a point away.
Yeah, you should. You actually should. That's terrible.
Or maybe 7 points.
Yeah, that right there means a loss. That's ridiculous. I watched that show every single... Rainn Wilson.
Gosh, Rainn Wilson is correct.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through them, Steve. Let's see how good everybody did.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What is the name... Boy, I'm just getting a lot of, oh, man. Oh, that's man. Never a good sign.
I mean, this first...
Paint fumes on that one.
Paint fumes, yeah. Too many paint fumes. Gotta be it.
Yeah, Jay's got too many paint fumes.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. What is the name of the movie starring Addison Rae that is the new version of the 90s film She's All That?
I mean, I had no idea.
He's All That.
Oh, I do remember seeing a preview for that. Huh. Yeah, I forgot. I also forgot Rainn Wilson, so it's okay.
Yeah. What state was Sheldon Cooper from on the show The Big Bang Theory?
Did they know?
No, they passed on all the questions.
All the questions?
Not all of them.
They got the last one right.
I guessed Michigan.
Texas. He was from Texas.
I was very close.
Which is where Young Sheldon takes place, I believe.
Okay, 0-0. Yeah.
Michigan. The cast of Freaks and Geeks appeared on an episode of Family Feud hosted by Louis Anderson.
I think I might have got this right. Did I get this right?
The original host of Family Feud, yeah. Richard Dawson? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You guys don't know that? Come on. What are you, under 40?
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Colby, how old are you, Colby?
I'm 31.
31. Oh,
yeah,
man,
you didn't know Richard Dawson?
No, I just didn't watch much TV.
All right.
I'm kidding.
And you're not 100.
Yeah. Come on, you know.
You know. When you know, you know.
Who plays Harry Potter in the Harry Potter movies?
Now, this one they should have got. They passed.
Wait, you guys passed on Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah, he's like, I know it, but I can't think of his name.
Just kind of like me with Rainn Wilson, you just couldn't get to the name?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, that's 2-0.
Who did Steve Urkel have a crush on in Family
they
Matters?
They got this, because that's right up their wheelhouse, right?
Nope.
No. Oh, my gosh, you guys. 0 again?
Laura Winslow, you know.
No, I didn't.
Okay. No. Well, maybe you don't.
No.
What instrument does Lisa Simpson on The Simpsons play?
Well, this.
Ooh, got that one.
Did you get this one?
You did.
Well, maybe. I don't know if it's right.
No, you were right. Saxophone
is
right.
Saxophone, yeah.
Saxophone.
3-0. 3-1.
3-1.
Yeah, wheelhouse. I mean, Simpsons been on for like 30 years. You kind of got to know that.
Yeah. Yes. And we didn't get to number 7 for them, but okay. We got to number 7 for you, Jay.
Yeah. How many points did I lose for this one, Kevin?
I'm going to make you lose 1 point. I think it's just fair to take away 1 point.
I think that's more than fair.
But yeah. I have a question.
Yeah, Rainn Wilson was correct, by the way.
Yeah.
Would you guys have known Rainn Wilson?
I missed the question. What was the question?
They were so angry from before about my other question that they just left.
The question is, how much paint does it take to cover 40 square feet?
40 square feet? That's just about a little less than a gallon?
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely correct. Yeah. I don't know. It sounded good. 1 point.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
Good.
Let me set you guys up. Hold on a second. We'll set you all up. It'll be an expensive day for us here at the studio, and we're fine with it. We got watermelon coming.
It's sweet.
Have you guys ever had Liquid Death?
Yeah. Yes, we have.
And do you like it?
It's all right.
It's okay. All right. Well, we're going to find out.
I have a hunch they're more of the energy drink guys.
But not Richard Dawson guys?
Well, they're not 100. I mean, that's...
No.
That's fair.
Fellas, hold up. Okay, we'll get you some mugs, all right?
All righty.
All right, see you guys. Good luck today with the painting and the heat
and all
that.
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah, man.
I was going to see the last Richard Dawson Family Feud. When do you think he stopped doing the Family Feud?
Oh, we don't have to look up facts and things.
Well, he died in 2012.
I was going to say, was it in the 80s, Kevin?
No, I'm trying to see here. He hosted the Match Game from 73 to 78. Family Feud from 1976 to 1985.
Seems like just yesterday, really. Right?
Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I know you're chubby when your driver's license says, picture continued on other side.
Kevin James.
You know you're chubby when you ran away and they had to use a gallon of milk to put your picture up.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day, Kev, what do you say? Well, what happened?
33% of this show is going to have to run downstairs. Oh. I don't know if Steve can carry it.
Might be too much stuff.
Right now, you want me to do it?
Well, she just dropped it off.
I'll help you.
Right as we started.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have to be there, right? Did they just leave it?
Yeah, it's just sitting there. Okay. She kind of put it...
Does she take a picture of it?
Directly by the door, yeah.
Which door?
The guest door. The right one. She did the right one.
The glass door? Or the side door?
The side door.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Most of them are pretty good.
You want to leave it down there for like 7-8 minutes?
Well, I'm worried about the watermelon, Steve.
It's going to melt.
No, it'll be fine. We'll put it in the fridge when it gets up here. Here we go. Don't worry about a thing. Everything is going to be fine with your watermelon. I promise you,
Steve. He's very excited about his watermelon.
I am very excited about that, actually. Very excited.
What percentage of Americans take pills every day?
33%?
Ooh, it's got to be way higher than that.
66.
I mean, people take vitamins. They take, you know.
And I am telling you, I am counting that.
Allergies. Around here, after working with Steve, probably a migraine pill of some sort.
Easy, Jay.
67.5%, Kevin.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
The 0.5 put me over the top?
Very good job. The number of U.S. adults who report taking at least one prescription medication per day is now 70%.
Okay.
That's a pretty big increase from the last go-around.
Yeah.
Which was about 5 years ago. Now, this is where it gets...
Drugging up America.
The percentage of people taking 4 or more prescription medications daily. Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing?
has increased by 6% to 24% of people.
Okay. Yeah, lucky.
Now, the numbers get a little skewed by age, as you can imagine. If you're over the age of 70, 83% of people take medication at least once a day.
Right.
That's lower than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
You thought it was 100%?
Well, I mean, I was honestly thinking like right at 90. Usually by the
Again,
time
Again, prescription,
you're in your
70s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A prescription pill.
Yeah.
20 to 29, only 38%. 30 to 39, 51%. And 40 to 49, right at 60%.
All right, cool stat. I got a great watermelon. The big 99.9
That's all you need.